on Simin Tesvav, Sif Aleph. Muta lahato titzies mitalazev. One is permitted to take out titzies from one beged, velitnam mitalaz acher, since his intent is to put it into a second talus. We'll see in the Mishmur exactly what the shaila is. Avol shaloi lahanicham bebeged acher, but if this whole intent is only to take out the tzitzis from the first beged, but he doesn't have an intent at the present time to put into a second beged, loi, you're not allowed to do that. So that means if you have no intentions of putting the tzitzis from beged aleph into another beged, you're not permitted to take out the tzitzis. Hago, v'davke betalash shel bal chiyuve. This whole issa is if the talus that you are removing the tzitzis from is a talus of that belongs to a bal chiyuve. Avol muta lahatel hatzitzis mitalus shel leisa. But if you have a talus that belongs to someone who is now a mace, so now this talus will not be used anymore. So then I can take out the tzitzis from the talus. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll get a clarity in these halachas. Belitno. Afilu mitalus chodosh letalus chodosh. That means, loy mi boy, if the reason he's taking out these tzitzis from talus aleph is because talus aleph is an old beged, he bought a new beged, so therefore he's taking out the tzitzis from talus aleph because he wants to put them in a new beged. So that is zichemuta. But even both are talasim chadoshim. So we will see. So perhaps there's a taina. So why are you taking it out from talus aleph? Leave it in talus aleph. Why are you taking it out? And we'll see later. This is like a bizoyan to the beged. You are being mevaza the beged by before it was a talus shel mitzvah, and now you are removing the tzitzis from it, and you're making it. Not, but you're making it shouldn't be anymore a talus shel mitzvah. Afal pi kein, you're allowed to. V'chosh kein, mitalus, if I want to wear the second talus, akasha v'maise. So I'm taking out the tzitzis because I want to put it into a new beged, a different beged. So that's permissible. V'chosh kein, mitalus yoshon, if I have an old talus, shemuta lahata, v'litnam betalus chodosh, shaloitze l'lovshoy l'kayim b'yam mitzvah. Zavad ha-givis, if I want to put it into a new beged, so then there is no concept of bezoyim to the first beged, because the tzitzis were taken out, I should be able to be m'kayim mitzvah tzitzis with a new beged. Gam afilu mitalus godel letalus kotel. Let's say I have a talus godel and I want to take out the tzitzis from the talus godel to put that talus kotel. She talus godel letalus kotel shop. That means, halachically, both are begodim which are chayiv betzitzis. So memele, and so now I want to put it into a talus. I want to put it into a talus cotton. So this is permissible. Avol, ein lahata tzitzis mitalus shel godel, velitnon mitalus shel cotton, techiyuvai rak midarabona. This is called a bezoyin of the beged. That means till now, the beged which belonged to a godel was there was a kiyum mitzvah tzitzis on this beged, min ha-toire, and now by taking out the tzitzis from this beged, and you're putting it into a talus shell cotton, that means so there's a mitzvah chinuch midarabonam, but that is called a bezoyena mitzvah. That means before it was tzitzis of a beggar that's mechuyev in a Torah, and now became tzitzis of a beggar that's mechuyev midarabon. Of a prime godem nistapek, imutar lahater tzitzis mitalash shel tzemer, litnam mitalash shel shah mineh. Now the prime godem la'apoiskim lar besimen tesif aleph, the shaminim urak midarabon. Now the prime godem has a sofik. Prime godem has a sofik. What if he had tzitzis which were in the talus shel tzemer? So till now the this was tzitzis of a beged that's chayiv min ha'Torah b'tzitzis, and now you're putting it into a talus, a cotton talus, which is according to the mechaber only chayiv min ha'rabbono. So according to that day, it should be also. Ba'artzus ha'chayim meikol b'zeh. Now the artzus ha'chayim was meikol. He really based the crux of the heter, because he's saying on the Ramah. The Ramah says we paskin that a beged of cotton is also chayim min ha'Torah. That's the side of his heter. Talk upon him. So again, we're putting in, I can halachically assume that the beged is chayim min ha'Torah, according to the Ramah. And the male is so there's no bezoy. Betalus acher, ayim beprime godim shekosam. The mitzuyim loitzitzis acherim lahafik. What is, I have another baguette. Now I have two alternatives. I bought now, let's say I have an old baguette. I bought now a new baguette. Now on the new baguette, I have two alternatives. Alternative number one is I'll take out the tzitzis from the old baguette and put it into the new baguette, which we said is permissible. The second alternative is I buy a new pair of tzitzis for the new baguette, and I won't have to take out from the old baguette the tzitzis. So I'm beprime godim shekosev dim mitzuyim loy tzitzis acherim lahasi. If it is available for him, he can buy a new pair of tzitzis. Nochen lahachmer shloi lahata tzitzis. So then it is preferable not to take out the tzitzis from the old beged, to leave those tzitzis in the old beged. Unless we have certain cases, which then one is permitted to take it out, even if he could buy other tzitzis. Now let us see Sivkot and Gimel. So Sivkot and Gimel says that Avushloel anichem bebeged acholoi ki yesh iso shemavase talos shal mitzvah bechina. That means that this beged was a talos shal mitzvah. And by removing the tzitzis from this beged, we're speaking about a doyman, we're speaking about a beged, but al kaponim, that's called your mevaze the talus. Your mevaze the talus. Why did you take away the tzitzis that were hanging on the talus? Imloy, shenis bala talus, unless this beged is not usable anymore. It's worn out. So you have a worn out beged, which I will not be wearing anymore. So there's no taina. Why are you taking out the tzitzis? Because the beged is not wearable anymore. But if the beged is wearable, it's an old beged, but it's still wearable, so then it's called a bezoyin if you take it out, unless you put it into a different beged. Os mutter lahatot tzitziyoy se b'chol gav. So case number one, if it's a beged or not be used anymore, so then I could take out the tzitzis. Now I don't have a beged to put it in. But I don't have to leave the tzitzis in this beged since this beged is not wearable anymore. Case number one, which is mutter. Oy, case number two, shereitze lemochay lenochi, he wants to sell this beged to a goy. So he wants to sell the beged to a goy, so he doesn't have to leave the tzitzis on the beged, so then the zicha can go and take off the tzitzis. He doesn't have to leave on the tzitzis. Oy, lasis me'atalis, beged shaloi yiyya dalek nachas. He wants to use this beged, and he wants to round off one of the corners, so there won't be dalek nachas. So I can take off the tzitzis, because this beged will not remain any more a beged shal mitzvah. So there's no bizoyan to take off the tzitzis. I'm selling it to a goy. It's not wearable. I'm gonna round the corner. Avo im roitze limper hatalus li Yisrael. But what if he wants to sell this talus to a yid? Now he put on tzitzis on this talus, and he beichosh with tzitzis. He'll sell this talis and they'll take off the vow that tzitzis. Also, likach tzitziyoiso. So, there's an iso to take off the tzitzis. Av shi Yisroel asheini yuchal hato tzitzis ba'atzmai. Even though the second yid was going to put on different tzitzis, he can put on different tzitzis. But I'm not permitted to take off the tzitzis. I mean, since this beged is going to remain a talus shel mitzvah, so I'm not permitted to take off the tzitzis to make it a talus shel mitzvah. If the person who purchases the talus from me wants to put in new tzitzis, he's allowed to do it. He wants to put in different tzitzis. But I'm not allowed to take it off. So far, so good. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says a few halachas, which we'll see, it's not so poshut. Umuta lahaser atzitzis, veloseis tachteyim yeser noyim misham edo mitzvah. Now, so till now we were speaking about, he's taking off tzitzis to put it in a different bucket. So he had its mutter, but he's not going to put it into a different beged. Then it's also, it's called his mavasa, the talus. Unless we had the cases that the talus is not wearable, or the talus is going to be sold to a goy, or the talus, lemaise, will not, he wants to make it to have three knuffles, then you're allowed to take off the tzitzis from the talus. Now he's going to talk about another case. He has a talus, and he has a talus with tzitzis, and he wants to put on a new pair of tzitzis. The tzitzis are old. He wants to put on a new pair of tzitzis. So he's taking off these tzitzis to put on new tzitzis. Number one, the better tzitzis, the better quality tzitzis. Oik shehem yishonim, or the previous tzitzis were old. What's it? The same quality, but they know what tzitzis. Masilim today lechatsha. Oik shenivsa kchut echot. Or case number three. Let's say that there's eight chutim by each kanav. So there's a din of gadumei tzitzis, which we had learned before. Let's say that there are four chutim on each side. And on one side, the chut was nifsa completely. So the din is that it is kosher, but on the other side, we have al kaponim ashir of kedei anive, which is bazach a little less than 2 inches. So al kaponim, so the tzitzis are kosher. Af al pi sha'adayin a tzitzis kosher. So it's kosher a tzitzis. Af al pi kein muta lahoser veloseis tachteho shleima. So I'm permitted to take out that chut, which is cut off. And why am I permitted to put in a new chut? It should be a shleima. Hagavuche dafiki meginim klerz ha-shayla. What is the din? Let's say there's four whole chutim, or now 7 chutim, chatzi chutim. This is the 7 half chutim. So the half a chut, I can take off because I want to have a whole chut. That's what the Mishmur is speaking about. But what, since I'm putting in a new chut, so what's with the other 3 chutim? Am I allowed to take out these other 3 chutim? Well, no, but the other 3 chutim, no, you don't want to use them. So maybe you shouldn't take them out. Maybe it's a bezoin of the tzitzis also. It seems before these tzitzis were being used. Now you take out these chutim. So they bring the shalit shuvah, says it's also. He says maybe it's mutter. Well, here we're talking about that the whole problem is that one of the tzitzis, we're not talking about it's noyim. I want to put it, I'll put it in the sun. Well, it's not, we don't have this legitimate reason it's noyim. It's just, I want to have gan tzitzis, so put in that chut. Maybe maybe it's more convenient for me to put in four new tzitzis, but it's not so poshut. So that's a shaila. If I have a different chesmus, I have a different chesmus. Fine. Now, before we go further, it's very, very interesting. I'd like to say over what the Piskei Tshuvos brings down on this halacha. We have a Shulchan Aruch, a Mishnah Berurah. So that means we have legitimate reasons to take out the tzitzis from one baggage, and even though I'm not putting it into a different baggage, it's permissible. Thus, we learned the Mishnah Berurah. The Piskei Tshuvos brings down as follows. Let me just read his lotion. First he brings the Mishnah Berurah. V'hine, im tikein sosmu shara choynim. This is the Mishnah Berurah, and the other choynim also say this. Af al pikein, roi limona ad kamo she'efshar milahater osalik hatzitzies mitalas etalas kot. For that's when, that means we have here a Shulchan Aruch, and so we have here numerous reasons when I am permitted to take out the old tzitzis and put in new tzitzis. Here I have better tzitzis, newer tzitzis, or one of the tzitzis are, it's only kedei anive. So he says, afal pike, you should not take out the tzitzis. V'avim nisyash in abeged, even the beged is old. Kol oiche kosher adayin l'mitzvosa. But if the beged is still usable, va'av sheroitze likshe l'talas tzitzis noim amudor, he wants to put in new tzitzis, mordedike tzitzis yaisa, ki motzinu l'kamo migdoilei hadoirei shekosu lahakpid al kach mo'id. That means there are gedolei hadoreis that said one should not do this b'shemayim. Vaadim roitze laata tzitzis keila nichem betala sacha is also roi limona. You shouldn't do that either. If tzitzis are in a beggar, you should leave them in a beggar. Now, who does he bring down from? He brings down from Rab Chaim Volozhiner. Rab Chaim Volozhiner said, Tzitzis, kol zman shehen ksherim, if it's kosher, it's kosher. Ein lahasirom, af im roitze losis memkoimam tzitzis yofim yoyse o ksherim yoyse mizeh. Ab she'eze achroinem eikiru bezeh, the achroinem l'ramata, that's what the Mishnah Berurah brought down. Avol agrach miloloshen osa bezeh, Rab Chaim Volozhiner asked, then he says, v'chemashme b'tshuvas maram Rutenberg. Then he brings Shulchan HaToyer, v'afilu tzitzis shishenim v'bluyim kol oid ksherim l'mitzvosom, ein lahater l'salek ha-tzitzis b'ilte yibedate omnichem b'beged achem ha-beged l'fodot. So the Shulchan HaToyer says, you should only take it out, only on this condition. If you have another talent, you need it for another beggar, no, then you can take it out. But some say to take it out. V'chein re'isi l'tzadikim go'inei eretz le'tiru tzitzis mitalas v'talas kodun avamu yosha noishin. The tzitzis nitvu v'nasa l'shmo v'niskatshu l'mitzvosa. These tzitzis have a kedusha. They were nitvah lishmo, and you shouldn't tamper with them. They're here, it's kosher, it's good, you shouldn't tamper with the tzitzis. And he also brings down from Rabbi Yankev Emden, Nimtzinu lemeidim lefi dvoreinu, she'osa lahater tzitzis shloi lanichem bebegim. Now, this is the second thing what Mr. Buru said. So the Paskin Rabbi Yankev Emden, one should not take out tzitzis if you won't use them. Avo pishli evatol ha-beged me mitzvah tzitzis, kakein shiasa bo'ichem. And the beged is no problem, but on the tzitzis, vafu lutoivi meyevo. Va'av begardumim, but even begardumim, that's the case of the Mishnah Berurah, that here, l'chay, it's only b'dievet, the tzitzis are kosher, chayshashni loyma v'leishapir domi. And he holds it also. So it's very interesting. So what one should do, I haven't the faintest idea what to say. Because Al Kaponim, we have here the Mishnah Berurah, and we have here the Mishnah Berurah that says, if you want to do it, the tzitzis are not, it's only kedei anive, so memela, so I want to have, the tzitzis should be shleimim, I'm allowed to take it off. And it's also, on that tzitzis I'm allowed to take off, but I'm supposed to the other tzitzis. I want mamahuda the tzitzis, or those. So the Mishnah Berurah, paskins la'alocha, you're allowed to do it. But it seems there are the daily achroinim, that hold that it's also to do. Ben Yiri brings Rab Chaim Volozhiner, the Maram in Rutenberg, and the Tzadikim, Go'inei Eretz, Shaloi Hitiru Tzitzis, Mitalos, Vitalos, Koten, Avim, Oyosha, Noisha. So Kaponim could be the Zachesben, it's a Bizoyin to the Tzitzis. It's a Bizoyin to the Tzitzis. So Memele, so it's very unclear what one should do if one is... Oh, then if it wasn't put in Lishma, then never bye-bye. Okay, so listen, some of the put in Lishma, some of you not to wear it either. Some of you not to wear it. So then you can take it out. The stomach could be before you wore it is also. That means if I bought a beggar from a store and I don't know if it was put in properly, So it could be that also. Could be it was never used, never worn yet. Could be that's also a kula. But if here it was worn, I mean, but if you have a suffix la'aloche, here we're speaking about we don't have a suffix la'aloche. We have, that means aloche, it's kosher. It's not mehudadik, sekei levan veyu. There's cheshbonis. Fine. Now let's finish this Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Da'oit, the B'mokim Shal Tzitzis Heim Shleimim, when I'm taking out the tzitzis, their complete tzitzis, Uluyim Li Nosi LeBeged Acha, that means I can take out these tzitzis, and they're usable. I'm not taking out for a begadach. I'm taking out. I want to put in new tzitzis. I want to put in mehudadik tzitzis. And that's why I'm taking it out. The Mishnah Berurah paskan lo locha. You're allowed to take it out. That's a legitimate reason to take it out. Yesh min achreinim shekosu. And what's going to be with these tzitzis? Let's just picture the scenario. I have old tzitzis. Not so mehudadik, not nipot slushmo, no zedel nipot slushmo. I want to put in our tzitzis nipot slushmo. So memele, so according to the Mishnah Berurah, so I'm allowed to take out the old tzitzis. What I'm going to do with the old tzitzis, I don't know. I have no use with old tzitzis, but I'm taking out the old tzitzis because I want to put in new tzitzis. So memele, according to Mishnah Berurah, this is permissible. Fine. Now, but the old tzitzis I won't be using. I don't see myself using the old tzitzis now. I have two alternatives. Alternative number one, since I don't have an intent to use the old tzitzis, so I can do two ways. One way, I can snip the tzitzis off, which will save me a good half an hour of unraveling the tzitzis till I put on the new tzitzis. Because I'm not going to use them side by side. Or number two, no. First you go and unravel the old tzitzis. It takes half an hour, takes more. First you unravel the old tzitzis, and then you put in the new tzitzis. So that is the shaila, what the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about now. Now, yesh min ha'achronim shekosvu, the yizoyer, that means if these tzitzis are kosher, now, I'm taking them off because I want to put in one more dedicated tzitzis. But since they're kosher, yesh menachin v'shekosvu di yizoy lahaten ha'ksharim v'akriche shalem v'loy v'avsika v'likrayosam. So don't passel these tzitzis. You're not going to use them, fine. But don't passel the tzitzis. These are tzitzis which are still usable. You shouldn't destroy these tzitzis. You're not allowed to. That means, let's say I have water in my boil, I have a pit with water. I don't need it, but it could be others can use it. So you shouldn't. Something that has a use, don't get rid of it. It can be used. V'chayodom kosa, b'mokim shekoshe b'einov atilcho lahatir. It's very good. That means take away 3/4 of an hour to take out the tzitzis. Mutter l'natkom b'emez ha'mishum b'al tashchis, kiven t'enoise derech ha'shchosa ayin shom, here that the Piskei Tshuva springs down also from Poskim. He wants to say another reason. He wants to bring the reason because others hold, like we had before, these Poskim that hold, you're not allowed to take out the tzitzis even though the B'dievedik. Because it's a bezoyin to the tzitzis. I mean, these is Rav Chaim Voloshner, the Rambam of Gutenberg, that are chaylik on the Mishnah Berurah. So the reason they're chaylik is because just like there's a din, I'm not allowed to be mevasa a beget, you're not allowed to be mevasa the tzitzis also. So that means you have tzitzis here which are being used for tzitzis akiva mitzvah, and now I want to put on, I want to wear more mehudah than tzitzis. What will be with these tzitzis? I'm going to use these tzitzis. So the mishibur of paskin, it's no problem. You want to listen, I want to put on, I'm allowed to take it off. I'm not allowed to take it off. Since that is my reason. These poskim which said one should not take it off, their chesed was, you mevasa the tzitzis. I'm sorry, you want to be more? These are kosher the tzitzis, and by taking them off and not using them, so you're being mevasa the tzitzis. There's such a chesed also being mevasa the tzitzis. So Memela, so he says, according to this chesed, if I want to cut them off, so I lechop is saying, God will be there. The Mishabura, again, was not nochis bechlau to this shita, so his whole problem was, listen, someone can use it, so don't cut it off. So it comes out, if no one can use it, so then you can cut it off. And the Chayodim says, I feel someone can use it. But the time is also a chesed, he can cut it off. So upon them, these are the shitas, and then this halacha. Let us learn Sif Beis. Einoi, Rabachiyuva, afilei nechayim rak midarabonam. If there's a chivi darabonam on the beged, you're also not allowed to take it off for no good reason. Sif Beis, einoi yochel ikach akonav kemoi shehu, Ima tzitzis letofroi bebeged acher. That means like this: I have a konaf. I have one of the four corners. It got cut off from beged aleph. Ima tzitzis already letofroi bebeged acher. So that means when it was put into the beged, it was put in properly. Now the konaf got detached from Beged Aleph. So I want to sew it on to Beged Beis, and I won't have the tircha of putting in tzitzis in Beged Beis. Mishum dal kanfei bigdei hem b'inam. It has to be the konaf of the Beged. The konaf zeloi hoi me Beged zeh b'shas asiyah. That means the konaf was put into the konaf of Beged Aleph. Then somehow Beged, it got cut off from Beged Aleph, and now I want to attach it to Beged Beis. So the tzitzis that were put in into this corner for Beged Aleph, by showing it to Beged Beis, does not make it kanfei bigdeim. It has to be put in to the corner of that Beged, and now when it was put into Beged Aleph, now it's becoming konaf to Beged Beis, but it wasn't put in to the konaf of Beged Beis. Now, let us see the Mishabur. Eine yochel, aima bognavom sivkot mgemul, mamuchach midvorov, tedavke konaf she'ein bo yishir lisatek. We're talking about the konaf mitzat atzmoi does not have a shear of a Beged. We're talking about, that means like this: I have a beged. Let's say the shear. I have a beged that has the shear of a talus or a talus cotton. And there are two tzitzis that were put into it already. Mutter letzarev oisoi lebeged acher afilu im tzitzi yosef. A very interesting halacha. That means I had this beged which has a shield tzitzis. This beged has a shield tzitzis. And I put in two tzitzis over here. Fine. Now I go and take another beged that has two tzitzis over here. Now, these tzitzis, the first two tzitzis, were not put in for the second beged. that were put in for this beggar. And I have here a second beggar, also it says here, sheer beggar. And now I sew both halakim together. So this is a very interesting case. That means when the tzitzis were put into each chalik of the beggar, was put into a beggar of Baal Chiyuvah, but it was never put in for the other beggar. That means after I'm sewing both begodim together, so these sisters have to part of this beggar, and these sisters have to part of this beggar, and lemaisa, when they were put in, it's not kamvei bigdayim. It could part of this beggar, but it can't part. That is the shayla of the Mugen Avraham. So now, I'm a Mugen Avraham, Sivkot and Gimel. Amuchas mitvon, Tavka kodem shebi shili sata. Fine. Avol, im hoya, bachatiche shir, sheyesh by kadei lisata. That means in each beged, I have a shir kadei lisata. Muta letzarev oisei lebeged acher afilu im tzitzi yoisav. So I'm through sewing together, I'm going to make that these tzitzis, which were never put on for this beged, and these tzitzis were never put on for this beged, but since they were put on for a beged shel chiyuva, and now became one big beged, so it will patter the tzitzis from the other beged. That is the shittas of Mugen Avraham. Aval ataz v'sivkot m'gimel polegel z'voisa v'chemash m'push v'derech ha'chaim. It's not so posh. That is called, since when they were put on, they were not put on for that baggage. So, yeah. Now, sivkot m'vog, this is the year. Ein yachol likach ha'konek m'mayishoyim atzitzis o'tofre b'beged acha. Yeah. Im atzitzis. Aval below hatzitzis. What is, I'm going to take a new corner, I'm going to add on to the baggage. Aval below hatzitzis, mutter lechabroi, im hu machzik al kaponim sholish, al spoish, al sholish, v'achakach yato boi tzitzis, and then I'll put tzitzis in the new knofes. Umikol shah abeged en tzorech lahateklau. He doesn't, that means like this. I had him on two sides of the beged, tzitzis were put in already. The other two sides, the konef was torn. So I want to now sew, but he had a shear. And I want to sew on now to this beged, a new konef. So I can go, so I can sew it on first, and now I'll put on these two tzitzis on this new konef. But if the konef was torn off, so became three knafes, But what happens if this was the konof of the previous beged? It got torn off. And I want to put it back on. Afilu im nikra legamri v'nisha kosho b'chibo en tzorech lahater mimenu hatzitzis. Now I'm sewing on the cover. Nivso mishim tasvei loy menaosi. Kivin detchilis asiyosa begeze hoya bekashus. It's very interesting. This is called kanfei vigdeya. That means this konof was once a konof of beged aleph. Now this konof got cut off. And now, but when it was put on, this was the konof from this beged. And now I'm going to sew back on the konof to the beged. So that's called, this is kanfei bigdeyim, because this was put on when there was a konof of this beged. בכל זאת מנסה זה בגד בהסכים או בהסקרי, יחנה על מסיפה דבור. וגם דווקא אם הקונף מחזיק על כפונם ג' או ג' זה סבי את בוי שלושם מסיף דל. כל זו הוא לדס השולחן אורך המגנברו מסיף קוט מג' אבל התאז מסיף קוט מג' פויסק שאינף כמינה בין המסיר לבגד אחר איזה גוף את התאז it's irrelevant since it was cut off now it's not tzitzis of a beged, so even though you're sewing it back together, hakol hu b'chlal tasa v'loy min ha'osui b'yesh la'ach mevchim posik b'derech ha'chayim. Next week already.